T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Y'all, are you paying attention to what's going on in Ukraine? If you're not, I don't blame you. Right? We're all tired of Ukraine. It's kind of old news. But what's going on there is not old. It's new. It's something we've never seen before. So this fall, the Pentagon came out and briefed senators and told them Ukraine's not going to win the war. I mean, the average age of the average recruit now is in their early 40s. So many have been killed. And Josh Hawley, senator, came out, you know, just like, what are we doing? I mean, why are we going to throw more money in a war we can't win? Well, now we know why. They're planning to put troops on the ground and go to war with Russia in Ukraine. You heard that right. I posted that to Twitter, and one of my loyal listeners kind of mocked me on Twitter. I was a little surprised. It's okay. Saying, that'll never happen, Tara. Come on. We're never going to put troops in Ukraine. Okay. Yeah, we are. And we need to begin to pay attention to this. This is a very big debate going on in Europe right now. It's largely being blocked out here, what we're doing, okay? Here's what it started with. This is incredible. I can't imagine what this would look like from the air. Like if you flew over it. Headline, January 18th, NATO, which we're a member of, to hold biggest drill since Cold War with 90,000 troops. Huh? 90,000 troops. Where is this going to be? It's called Steadfast Defender. They started drilling for a ground war with Russia in January. Do I have your attention now? Yeah, that's what they're doing. Drilling for a ground war in Russia. Here's how big this is. Again, we haven't seen this amount of troops come together under NATO control in 50 years. More than 50 ships from aircraft carriers to destroyers are taking part. 80 fighter jets, helicopters and drones, at least 1,100 combat vehicles, including 133 tanks and 533 infantry fighting vehicles, and of course the 90,000 troops, including U.S. troops. Okay, well that came out. They said, "Don't worry, we're just practicing over here in Poland. No big deal, and you know, just in case we have to go into Ukraine and fight the Russians." Okay. Then the president of Slovenia came out, because they're a member of NATO, and said, blew the whistle, because he doesn't want to go to war. And he said, listen, these NATO chiefs, behind closed doors, they're planning a ground war with Russia. What? Blew the whistle. So we came out, and the Germans came out. We're like, we're just doing a little drill over here. Just ignore us in our planes and, yeah, our tanks and stuff. Just ignore, yeah. Well, France came out. Macron came out. And he was the only one who was like, yeah, heck yeah. Yeah, I am. Have you seen what just happened? Headline, Newsweek. NATO ally could command 60,000 strong force in Ukraine. Told you. I told you this was coming in January. French troops are ready for the toughest engagements. They think, I guess, they're going to Ukraine to fight Russia, but they want to take NATO with them. Now, so far, we have refused to participate, but that's only because there's an election, okay? This will all change after the election if Joe Biden wins. The Baltic states of Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia, those are NATO members, have said they're going to send troops too, and the French are going to lead them all. Now, U.S. and Germany say they're opposed publicly, and that is because we are headed into an election. That will end the second the election ends, and we will go to war. We'll go to war in Ukraine against Russia. That is the scariest thing that has ever come out of my mouth on this show. I'm telling you, it's coming. And what did I tell you? What did I tell you? Especially you Battleground America listeners. What did I tell you in January? They are gonna put troops on the ground in Ukraine, and these exercises, biggest ever. Can you imagine that? 90,000 troops? If you're like from a UFO and you're flying over, you're from another world or something like that, you're seeing this, you're like, wow, they're about to have World War III. Look at them troops down there. It looks like World War I or World War II. Newsweek, France, Schill said France could engage a division of 20,000 troops within 30 days. Macron says, we're going. Paris, he adds, would be able to command a total force of around 60,000 NATO soldiers made up of French and other allied troops. On the ground. Did I turn on my TV this morning? What's going on? Vladimir Putin is reiterating again, I'm never going to strike a NATO country. He has always told us what he would do. If we encroached on the borders of Russia, if we inducted Ukraine into NATO, he would have to invade because he's going to be completely surrounded. So what are we doing? He won't attack, so we're going to him. That's what we're doing. We're going to him. What's going to happen here? Because Russians have said, if you come onto this Ukrainian territory, the French and these allied NATO troops, the 60,000, starting with 20,000 troops in 30 days. Folks, we are going into World War II in 30 days. Those aren't our troops yet. But what is going to happen? As soon as the French are engaged, NATO is going to begin to push for a ground war. And if we lose this election, we will be in World War III with Russia. That's where this is going. And they're going to say, oh, well, now, NATO, as Russia has pointed out many times, is not incumbent upon them. If the French attack Russia, NATO, we are not by treaty obliged to defend France. We can, but we're not obliged to do it by Article 4 and Article 5. But we can. See what else they did? Because this is the scariest part. NATO just moved nukes to the Russian border. Why would you do that? Let it go. Just let it go. Leave them alone. Just leave them alone. That's all we have to do. By the way, Trump said something brilliant last week. They asked him, well, how are you going to end? He says, I'm going to end this conflict and Ukraine will end it. And they're like, you can't do that. How would you do that? He's like, no funding. Pull troops out. It ends. We don't have to do this. So, for the first time, nukes loaded on planes right now are parked at the borders of Russia. Can I just ask you, for what? What are we fighting over? Well, I don't know. But they want to fight. Keep your eye on this. You start Googling it. It's really, really scary. And the Russians have said, look, we will not attack a NATO country. However, if the French soldiers come here, we will attack them. That's what they want. Now, the good news is, I don't think Biden dares get into this before the election. The American people really do not want a ground war. And I'm talking majorities of Democrats and majorities of Republicans, right? If we can defeat them, we don't have to have one. But mark my words. Look at this. Look, as you're watching me online, look at this headline. This is Newsweek. NATO ally could command 60,000 strong force in Ukraine. 20,000 are going to Ukraine. NATO is supposed to defend against Russia. This is NATO attacking Russia. We're not in it yet, but we will be. We will be if we lose this election. I don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. Let's win the election. It's best for humanity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.